Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 48, the real episode 48. I actually accidentally said that last episode was 48, but I put a little note in my phone for episode 47 and didn't make it clear that it was a note, so I went back and looked at the numbering. I thought I had done 47, so that was pre-48. 48 before its time. This is 48 on time. Actually, it's late, but it's as close to on time as it's gonna get. I'm having one of those days where I've had my coffee, I've had my tea, I've had my workout, and my body is feeling like I am not functional. So I will try to keep my brain on course today. But it feels like it's an extra energy boost that I need, even though I've done all the things that I know to do. Apparently my workout class kicked my keister. That, and I had a few actual alcoholic beverages last night, for which I don't do very often. And this is exactly why. Even with the big glass of water I had, it did not apparently fully counteract. So I will count my blessings that I made it through my workout classes as well as I did this morning. So 2 points of note before I start into my little topic. A, one of my previous podcasts, I had mentioned my annoyance with the little pop-ups that come up with on websites before you even look at the website or read the article. They want you to sign up for their stuff. Okay, I'm totally still annoyed with them. But what I was realizing when I was hitting a couple websites that I actually do like and go into and have already signed up for but are not signed into, they have a little pop-up that pops up pretty quickly. And I was realizing that I wasn't so annoyed with that, but probably maybe it's A, the feeling that I have about the website, that I already know that I like them and I know that they're not really trying to annoy me, and that the button to get out of it is clear. It's where it's supposed to be. It's a clear X. It's not hiding under something. They don't make it their window so big that it goes off the screen somewhere, so you have to go searching for it. So it doesn't take me any time. It's pop on the website, it pops up, I can click off and move on to what I want to do. So kindness, if you want to do those things, and not, don't make the thing so huge that it goes off the screen, especially if you use a smaller resolution. Just make it friendly and easy for somebody to say, no, thank you right now. Have a nice day and move on. So there you go. Be kind, marketers. Speaking of marketing, the Weather Channel. If you're out there listening, oh my gosh, get your app together, people. If you want me to continue using your app, get the bazillion advertisements and videos off it. And then it goes so slow that it doesn't want to scroll. I never look at those advertisers. So if I've clicked on anything and I have accidentally, if you're paying per click, please ask the Weather Channel for your money back or whoever, however that works, because mine was not a legit click. It was get me the heck out of here. I'm in a hurry. I need to know what the weather is and move on. So probably just need to find a different weather app. That's probably my best bet. But nonetheless, Weather Channel, you could do yourselves a serious favor. Okay, so on to my topic at hand that isn't incredibly well thought out, but here we go. This is horrible. I feel like I'm doing this hungover, and I do not think two drinks, they were not that strong drinks, equal hungover. I think I'm just a lightweight. Anyway, so I've been hearing about the number of threats that are being made by school kids to schools. Just where I live, there are a bunch of them, and I heard a fairly large figure the other day of, like, there's been 57 of them in the pretty recent past, or 50-something. I shouldn't say 57. So 50-something. I don't know if that's in my town or my whole state. Looking at just some of the headlines in my own town, it's possible it's not necessarily the whole state. And I know I've brought up the concern about, who are these people, these kids that are doing this? What's going on in their head? What's their purpose? What are their little brains, not developed brains, trying to get out of this? You know, is it notoriety? Is it to create some drama? Is it they really are disturbed? So I can't help but wonder, and I don't know what the right thing is to do. You know, we used to live in a world where we knew a lot less about what was going on I'm not sure that was good or bad. It certainly seems that we know more now. Clearly, we know more now about what's going on, but it certainly, companies are still doing nefarious things. They've just built rules to allow themselves to do that or buy people with money. So maybe it's just more expensive to be an asshole company or an asshole person now, if you have the power and the means to do so, when I think of the company concept. So what I'm trying to say is that we know a lot more about what people are doing. We know a lot more about what companies are doing. Like, it's not setting people straight. It's not that knowledge and awareness is causing people to behave better or be more ethical or do the right thing. Clearly, their money interests have won out. And I don't know if, I mean, there's a lot of questions I have of, is it that we are evolving as human beings to be more asshole-y? My guess is that we all just know much more about what's going on than we used to. But again, are we stopping it? Like, what would the world look like if we didn't have the mass media that we have? So I'm thinking with all of Facebook and every other platform and all of the websites and all of the news coming at us all day, where we used to, you know, we got our news once a day or twice a day and sometimes on talk radio and things like that. But now it's just everywhere, right? I mean, you can't go, you know, Facebook used to be more cute puppies and new babies and whatever. And now it's gotten to be very news streamy. And I appreciate knowing what's going on in the world. And how much more do we really know? Because so much of our world is built out of sound bites and kind of BS-y headlines or not quite the full story headline. So I realize you can't put the whole story in there, but you can not mislead. So, anyway, I'm just thinking of this whole concept that we have so much more information at our behest, and kids are seeing this stuff and all of the details and things like that when it comes to like the shooters and all of that stuff. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have that information. I don't know what the answer is. On one hand, I want to know what people are doing because I want to know where their heads are at. But how much of the detail is really helping us, and how much is giving people power and ability to figure out more ways to do crappy things? Are these kids, are they copycat, just trying to be copycats? They see these kids with these great notoriety, and we in our culture give a lot of credit to people with notoriety. And again, you get little kid hormones running around, and some of those are not always the love and happy hormones, right? So it's curious. I don't know what the true answer is. I don't know what the true cause of these things are. I wish I could see the parallel universe where we have news that isn't in our face all the time and information and all of that stuff. Would it help us or would it hurt us? Where is the balance? Where is the benefit? Where is the drawback? These threats, I mean, I know in this particular situation, people can argue, well, they're not turning out to be, in some cases, many cases, they're not turning out to be a kid with a gun. They're a kid that's threatening. Well, I don't know if you've ever been on the end of an intense threat, but it's pretty horrible, and you don't know when it's going to turn real. And if it does turn real, well, so it's just my curious question of what does the alternate universe look like where we had a more, I don't know if I want to say reasonable amount of news, but it does seem like when you look at the numbers of information we get each day, it's just insane. And our brains can't totally handle it. So it makes you wonder too, like these kids, are they on overload? Like, can we learn things, as I've asked before, can we learn things about these kids who are doing these things? Can we learn common denominators? And I don't know that we can. I don't know if the common denominators are going to play out to anything valuable. And I'm always a little afraid to find common denominators. And then people will say, well, you know, there's one argument you could easily make. Well, the news is the problem. And sometimes I do think the news is the problem. And there are some news sources that we clearly need to shift. And if we can actually make things better news sources, then maybe that would be a good outcome. But regulating, deciding something is the wrong thing and regulating it, how far does that get taken and where does that go? I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying I wish we lived in a world where everything wasn't driven by money and sometimes stupidity and not thinking into the bigger picture and purely reacting. We live in a weird, big, noisy world, and who knows what will come of it. Thank you very much for listening to my ramblings. I very much appreciate it. Feel free to connect on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, @ Mornings with a Stranger. Thank you very much for subscribing, and feel free to leave a review. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully next time my workout won't kick my butt and my coffee will kick my butt a little quicker. Have a great day.